I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools.
As we inch closer to the start of the school year, school districts across the state are releasing more details about how things will look in the fall. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, school districts that are even right next to each other can have different plans so far. Some say students will be in class with masks. Others say it will only be remote learning. Some are offering a hybrid, and no one seems to be happy about any of it. Districts say they get comments from teachers and parents with concerns no matter what the plans are. The state's largest school district wants feedback, too. The Alpine School District has a board meeting tomorrow night where people can comment either in person or online. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos intends to have American schools open for in-person classes this fall and says schools that don't open don't deserve funding. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest on that. John?
Yeah, Amanda, DeVos is insisting that students need to be back in classrooms not only for their sake, but for the sake of families nationwide that depend on it. The education secretary joined Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday to explain a little bit more.
How do kids get back to learning in the fall full time, and how do we ensure that they get a full year plus of learning? They've fallen behind this spring.
DeVos also seemed to double down on a threat to withhold funding from schools that don't reopen in the fall, saying, quote, if schools aren't going to reopen and not fulfill that promise, they shouldn't get the funds. Now, one exception she did note is the possibility of COVID-19 hotspots, saying that specific areas that fall into the hotspots will have to be dealt with differently. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
After a delay of several months because of the coronavirus, a lawsuit between Susan Cox Powell's parents and the state of Washington is scheduled to resume today. Chuck and Judy Cox are suing the state of Washington after Josh Powell killed his two sons while on a state-supervised visit back in 2012. Washington State is expected to provide expert witness testimony regarding the standard of care for social workers. The case is expected to last 2 weeks. A Tooele County teenager accused of killing his mother and three siblings is scheduled to be back in court today for a status hearing. C.J. Haney could face at least 25 years in prison if convicted. It took firefighters the better part of the weekend to get the Crestwood fire contained. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has the update.
Investigators say the fire near the mouth of Mill Creek Canyon was caused by arching power lines. Crews used a helicopter and several engines and closed off Crestwood Gully to hikers. One Mill Creek resident, Barry Moore, says he wasn't too worried at first, but it didn't take too long for those flames to get a little too close for comfort.
It started off really small. I couldn't see any reason for it, but by the time I got back up there with our hose, it was up into the trees and heading uphill really fast.
No one was hurt, no homes damaged, and for a time, though, some evacuations in Mill Creek Canyon occurred. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Overnight, fire crews in Provo responded to a large house fire. It happened near 3600 North and Paiute Drive. The fire quickly spread, burning the front entry and the attic above it. The home suffered extensive damage, but nobody was injured. The cause is now under investigation. The Sunshine State becomes the coronavirus state. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Florida saw the biggest single-day count of new coronavirus cases with over 15,000 yesterday. That tops New York's 11,000 in a day back in April. A lot of Sunshine State residents just aren't wearing face masks.
They're being oppressive with their rules and mandating health procedures. You know, it's time to stand up and fight.
36 states are seeing increases in cases. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. A fire is still burning aboard the Navy assault ship Bonham Richard in San Diego. 21 people hurt after an explosion yesterday morning. Rear Admiral Philip Sobek credits the efforts of firefighters and sailors.
They're fighting their ship and they're saving their ship.
It's unclear what started that fire. A dozen states face heat warnings today. Death Valley, California, reached 127 degrees yesterday. Palm Springs set a record at 121. Phoenix was 116, the hottest day there in 2 years. It was 113 degrees in New Orleans. Actress Kelly Preston has died of breast cancer. She was 57, the wife of actor John Travolta, starred in films like Jerry Maguire.
Jerry, there is a sensitivity thing that some people have. I don't have it.
She had been battling the cancer for 2 years. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A planned name change for the Washington Redskins appears to already be hitting a temporary snag. ABC's Derek Dennis reports.
Out with the old and offensive. The announcement today of the name change for the Washington Redskins may be a cliffhanger. The Washington Post reports while the Redskins name will be retired, the new name won't be immediately revealed. Sources tell the paper the replacement name can't become official yet because trademark issues are pending. Native American tribes and other organizations have lobbied to drop the Redskins' name because some deem the term Redskins as a racial slur. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Eric Butler.
Well, thank you, Amanda. The things are looking a little bit better now. Northbound I-15 in Utah County. We had a crash just past the Highway 6 exit in Spanish Fork, and for a few minutes there, it was tying up several left lanes. Now, everything has been moved over to the right shoulder, so it should, whatever delays we got going on now, and there is still some slow driving, that should clear up fairly quickly, at least we hope so. From that point all the way to downtown Salt Lake, no problem. Southbound from Ogden, also in good shape. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time is 7:06. Plenty of questions remain this morning after some people in northern Utah received a middle-of-the-night emergency warning on their phones. That was only supposed to go to a small area in West Haven over the weekend. We get the story from KSL-TV's Tanya Dean.
The alert went out at 1:47 a.m., and this is all it said. Emergency alert extreme. WCSO is requesting all residents to shelter in place at this time.
Oh, I was just really confused about what exactly was going on.
Keenan Price lives in Roy. He didn't see the alert until this morning, but was still very confused.
And I had no clue what WCSO was. I didn't know why we were sheltering in place. Like, is there a riot going on? Like, is someone driving around, like, shooting people? I just had no clue what was going on.
WCSO stands for Weber County Sheriff's Office. They said there was a SWAT situation in this neighborhood last night after deputies responded to a call of an intoxicated person.
Upon arrival, deputies did attempt contact at the door. When they didn't gain contact, they stepped back, and shortly after that, shots were fired through the house.
They said someone from inside the house fired shots towards deputies. That's when they called in SWAT, evacuated neighboring homes, and sent out the emergency alert.
Found this bullet right here.
Tyler Sugden lives on the same street and even found a bullet in his driveway. But he wasn't evacuated. In fact, he didn't even get the emergency alert.
I was just kind of surprised that we didn't get it, just living this close to it. It would have been nice just because if there was some bigger things that took place, that we would have been prepared for it, I guess.
While Tyler didn't get the alert, we heard from folks in Brigham City who did. Authorities say it went out to people in four counties, Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Box Elder. That was an accident.
The message was supposed to go out about a half mile to a mile from the incident. The message ended up being sent out on a larger scale. I would say that was a human error putting into the wrong program.
The Weber County Sheriff's Office admits that the alert was vague and they usually give more information. They also said they generally try to send out a second alert, giving the all clear, but that doesn't seem to have happened this time. And as far as that incident goes, the SWAT team made entrance into the home several hours after shots were fired, and that's where they found a 40-year-old man deceased, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
A father and his children spot an American flag in Little Willow Canyon in Sandy is missing and decide to do something about it. Darren Nord says they found the flag along a cliff and it was difficult to retrieve.
We had to just gingerly coming down that cliff side. There was two sets of cliffs we had to come maneuver through.
Nord and his two teenagers rescued the 70-pound flag with a few extra hands in 3.5 hours. It's unknown if the rope was cut or if it broke. They're hoping to have the flag up again soon. Good for them. KSL News Time is 7:09. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Eric?
Well, we still have an off-ramp crash right near the off-ramp to 4500 South in Salt Lake County. This is southbound I-15 in Murray. This is over against the right shoulder, though, and not causing any delays. We did have a crash earlier on I-80 at near 5600 West. That's been cleared. The major slowing right now in Salt Lake County is over on 5600 West. This is northbound in West Valley City because of a slow-moving train. It's got things backed up starting at that railroad crossing between the 201 Highway and I-80 and backing up almost all the way to, well, not quite all the way, but fairly close to 3500 South. Jason?
Well, it looks like they've got all those vehicles from that crash down in Spanish Fork off to the right shoulder. It's northbound I-15 as you approach 1600 North. That's where you're going to find that accident. Delays are stretching all the way back way down, probably a couple of miles at this point in time. But they should start to clear back out now as the accident is off to the right. Once you're past that, you clear the rest of the way to the point of the mountain. No problems on the other side streets traveling through Utah County this morning. Alicia?
Well, your Davis County Drive, traffic getting heavier. Roy Sunset, Clearfield area through the construction, but still no major delay there. Looks good for you on Highway 89 as well as you're coming from the Fruit Heights area. Cherry Hill, no problems as you connect to I-15 in Farmington. And then southbound I-15 through the North Interchange, still running smoothly into downtown. Any Hour Services can help with any size electrical, plumbing, or air conditioning project. They help homeowners repair and maintain their homes. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Today, about 71 degrees, mostly clear skies at 7 a.m., 86 degrees, partly cloudy skies at noon, up to 93 at 4 o'clock, and again, partly cloudy and backs down to 90 degrees. Still pretty warm at 7 p.m. There's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it's 72 downtown. Coming up in a minute, you've got to hear this story. A home invasion bear attack. And the homeowner survives. Extraordinary. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio. A rock band known for shows that push the boundaries is now apologizing for a show it played over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs has more.
Great White. Played an infamous show in Rhode Island about 17 years ago where they set off pyrotechnics at an indoor club, resulting in a fire that killed 100 people, including their own guitarist. And last week in Dickinson, North Dakota, they played a packed street fair with no masks or social distancing. The state doesn't require them. Yesterday afternoon, Great White issued an apology statement, sort of, quote, "With hindsight, we'd like to apologize to those who disagreed with our decision to fulfill our contract. The promoter assured us of safety precautions." Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
New York's cheering tradition of cheering healthcare workers is now in Utah. KSL TV's Dan Rascone reports.
Cheering, honking horns, and ringing bells. It's all to give a little boost to hardworking healthcare workers in Utah County. An idea from Mike Matthews, who is from New York City. He says when he came here to visit his mom, he missed that New York tradition developed during the pandemic. And so every night at 6 o'clock outside the American Fork Hospital, Mike has been recruiting people to come cheer on healthcare workers.
The cheering has been going on for about a week in Utah and is planned to continue for at least 2 more weeks. Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, the Washington Redskins are set to announce they are retiring their team name today, but the new name might not be released because of trademark issues. A dog that was lost 7 years ago has returned home. Oh, these stories just amaze me. Manuel Vejar says he thinks his dog ran away in 2013 after getting through 2 fences. Vejar was serving in the Navy at the time in California. About a month ago, a farmer found the dog injured in a field. The dog was taken to a vet to get treatment, and it was found he had a microchip. Vejar says he has no idea where his dog might have been over the past 7 years, but he's glad to have him home.
Dave and Jennifer.
Another Utah school district set to release its pandemic plan. We'll have the latest. Now that the governor's mandated masks in schools, how will you get your kid to keep it on? Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
KSL News Time, 7:14. The 3 things you need to know this hour. First,
The start of the next school year will be here before we know it, and school districts are trying to finalize those plans. One of the largest has a board meeting tomorrow night about it. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the Crestwood fire near the mouth of Mill Creek Canyon is 100% contained. It was caused by arcing power lines. Third, a check on traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Biggest freeway delays on Highway 6 in Spanish Fork because of an accident moved over to the right shoulder. Biggest city street delay, West Valley City on 5600 West, heading north towards the 201 and I-80. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a sun and clouds today, not as hot, 93. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 72 degrees. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Across the country, coronavirus cases rising. The state of Florida reporting 15,000 in a single day, the most ever. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez not discounting the idea of stricter measures once again.
You can't rule out the possibility of stay-at-home order. And so, you know, we're analyzing it day in and day out to make a decision, but it's not something that I'm going to rule out at this point.
ABC's Jim Ryan says parts of Texas are in the same shape that New York was a few months ago.
It's rare for a government official to begin a news conference by saying,
"If you don't want to hear this, I need you to walk away right now."
Barbara Canales is the county executive in Corpus Christi. She has asked FEMA for a mobile morgue.
This is essentially a refrigerated trailer which can house the deceased when we are at capacity in our own morgue.
The morgue in Corpus holds 12 bodies. COVID deaths in the county totaled 29 last week alone. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Federal government today is planning to carry out the first federal execution in nearly two decades. The family of Daniel Lee's victims say they would be put at high risk of contracting COVID-19 if they had to travel to attend. Firefighters on land and in the water continue battling a huge fire aboard the Navy ship USS Bonhomme Richard. The fire started yesterday morning, triggering an explosion. Gray smoke could be seen for miles. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. A Colorado man is lucky to be alive after he was attacked by a bear, which broke into his house. ABC's Clayton Sandell has the details on the dangerous conflict.
A bear burglar breaking into a home near Aspen, Colorado in the middle of the night.
I literally thought I might be dead.
And this morning, Dave Chernosky is healing from serious injuries after a face-to-face confrontation.
I felt like a brick hit me in the head.
Chernosky, along with his two kids, were staying at a friend's house. Around 1 a.m. Friday, noises in the kitchen woke him up.
I laid there for a second thinking, I hope this isn't what I think it is.
He was able to get the bear into the garage, but when he tried to open the garage door to let it out, he says that noise made the bear freak out and run back in.
I turned around the hallway and looked him straight in the face, and he just went bam and hit me with his paw one time.
The bear's sharp claws left Chernosky with nasty cuts to his head, face, and back.
The bear came in and he hit me with his paw, so I'm bleeding in the head.
Bears are common in Colorado, and in the county around Aspen last year, wildlife officers took nearly 950 bear calls, including three attacks on people. In Manitou Springs Thursday, a different bear, this one with cubs, attacked and scratched a woman. Because the bears attacked people, wildlife officials say both had to be put down.
We live in a place where we want it to be wilderness. And when you choose that, we have to be careful.
Bears are eating machines and by late summer need to consume up to 20,000 calories a day. Wildlife officials are warning people not to leave trash or food where bears can get it.
Unfortunately, sometimes what happens, I think, is that they get too used to being around homes and then they can't let that continue.
Wow. Wow. Wildlife experts say there may be more encounters like these as bears are looking for food to bulk up for the winter, as he was just saying. I can't believe they have that many calls, 900 and some calls, he said. Luckily, very few of those involve humans, but my goodness, the in-depth at 15 and 45. 7:19 now, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And back to you, Eric.
Thanks, Amanda. We've got some big delays over on 5600 West for northbound traffic. And now, normally, it's because of railroads, tracks, and a slow-moving train. Not sure if that's part of it or not, but we did get a report from one traffic trooper that said that the road 5600 West was closed. As you approach the I-80. So that may be part of it. But at any rate, the backups extend from the railroad tracks all the way back to almost 3500 south. You can go over to Bankator Highway. It's a little bit tight there, though, getting onto the 201 highway. Once you get past that, it looks good up to I-80. I-15 continues to look good in Salt Lake County. Jason.
Well, all clear northbound I-15 down in Spanish Fork now. That accident has been cleared, and no problems at all now. We're back to regular speeds. If you're traveling through the Spanish Fork area, in fact, all the way up to the point of the mountain on I-15, you're not going to find any delays at all once you get over to SR-92. You're looking pretty good. No problems Pioneer Crossing, Redwood Road out of Saratoga Springs. Also moving smoothly this morning. Alicia?
Well, traffic looks light for the most part all throughout Davis County. The north end, no problem or delay past Hill Air Force Base as you go through the construction zone and the split there. And no problems as you head through the south side, working your way from Bountiful Woods Cross, North Salt Lake through the north interchange and I-215 running smoothly as well. Is your equipment ready for the next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at diamondrental.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast, see how hot it's going to be. And back to you, Grant.
Mix of sun and clouds, high temperatures at 93 today, partly cloudy and 90 for tomorrow, with plenty of sunshine through the afternoon, and then 93 on Wednesday, mostly sunny. 97 Thursday, 99 Friday, gets hotter again, lots of sunshine, and sunshine on Saturday, 99, partly cloudy, 97 on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
72 downtown. You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time is 7:20. It is time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview, and Deb joins us to talk about, you've got a terrific interview today, Debbie, with the top doctor at Intermountain Healthcare. Tell us more about that.
Dr. Eddie Stenium, he's going to be joining us live today, Amanda, at 9:35 on the Dave and Dujanovic show. Listen to a really in-depth press conference on Friday. A number of doctors from around Utah jumped on a live news conference, called for a statewide mandate once again from the governor for all of us to wear masks. And in fact, Dr. Stenium mentioned that if the trajectory continues in the direction that we're going, I think I added up about 4,000 cases of COVID-19 in Utah just last week, that he does not feel it is safe, if the trajectory continues, Amanda, to return kids to school. We're going to ask him about that. We're going to ask him if the mandate in schools for masks will help, in his opinion. And I also want to go in depth on this question with him. They say the cases that are listed on the state health department website for hospitalizations are listed too low, that actually hospitals are much more full than is suggested by the Department of Health, including ICUs, that there is a far less ICU capacity available than the state actually posts on its website.
We've got
to ask him about that, because I think a lot of us are getting a false sense of security when we look at those numbers on the state website. They say, there are a lot more beds being used than is actually reflected on that website.
Look forward to that interview and more. Debbie, thank you. Dave and Dujanovic starting at 9 o'clock right here on KSL News Radio.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. The Salt Lake Chamber, along with the Utah Department of Health, is pleased to announce the launch of a statewide campaign to effectively guide the reactivation of Utah's economy as together we work to mitigate the effects of the coronavirus. The campaign is called Stay Safe to Stay Open, and it offers guidelines that restaurants, retail stores, and other commercial establishments will follow to help protect consumers and employees from coming into contact with the coronavirus. All businesses participating in the campaign will be clearly identified by attractive signage displayed in their windows, certifying that they have taken a pledge to follow state health guidelines, to conduct temperature checks before work, and stay home when a team member becomes sick. Wash hands frequently and avoid touching face and eyes. Practice physical distancing, including wearing face coverings in close, common areas. Learn about high-risk groups and help protect them. Cover mouths when coughing or sneezing. Clean high-touch surfaces frequently, and follow public health guidelines. All participating businesses will be included in an easily searchable online database at stayopenutah.com. and consumers will be encouraged to look for businesses that have taken the pledge and are displaying the official campaign signage. To learn more, visit stayopenutah.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes, and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
There's a new reason to wear a face mask. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Amanda, we all know you wear a mask not to protect yourself, but to protect those around you. Well, hold on a minute. A new study by the University of California, Davis, finds masks offer significant protection against infection. Dr. Dean Bloomberg says of the common masks,
wearing those will decrease the risk of infection to the person wearing the mask by about 65%.
That's right, 65%. Well, that's about the protection efficiency expected from a vaccine. Of course, N95 masks used in hospitals offer nearly complete protection from breathing in the virus when used in conjunction with a face shield. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Researchers discovered an annual salary of nearly £34,000 a year, the equivalent of $43,000, is what British people need in order to feel happy. But the rest of the world requires at least $80,000 a year to feel good. The second economic quarter is about to end, and major companies will tell stockholders how they fared. Financial experts say it was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad 3 months. Revenues are expected to fall more than 10%. An internet giant plans to invest $10 billion in India. Google CEO made the announcement this morning, saying they hope to make the internet affordable and useful for 1 billion people. Just before the opening bell, let's see what's happening with your money right now. The Dow futures are up 207. That's 0.8%. The S&P futures up 22.8. That's 0.75%. NASDAQ futures up 101.5. And that is nearly 1%. We'll take another look at your morning commute, see where the problems are. That's just a couple of minutes away, right here on Utah's Morning News.
The numbers keep going higher, and school is 1 month away.
We're encouraged by the governor requiring masks for Utah public schools.
We all need to be wearing masks.
Will we lose the school year before it even starts? Listen to Utah's Morning News with Tim and Amanda from 5 till 9 each day this week. And get updated numbers and analysis with Jeff Kaplan from 3 to 6. Depend on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
When I first met Jordan and his team, it was a big relief.
I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Listen to what actual clients have had to say about working with us.
When I first got the letter from the IRS, after reading it, I was devastated on what they wanted to get from me and the amount of penalty that they were demanding. I had a lien put on my house about 2 years after they started to send me letters, and then that shut down every bit of my credit. I couldn't do anything. I never had nights I could sleep. I heard about the law office of Jordan Wilcox. Just hearing it, I knew that was where I wanted to go. Then I met with Jordan in his office, and he gave me the play-by-play, and that was exactly what I needed. I knew it would get taken care of. Then I knew he was the one that was going to take care of it, and that it would be all right.
I'm Jordan Wilcox. Let's solve your IRS tax nightmare.
It's a great thing to have the IRS off your back. I will always recommend Jordan and his team.
Visit taxhelput.com or call 801-657-5951 to schedule your free consultation today. That's taxhelput.com.
KSL News Time is 729. Another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Eric?
I-15 continues to look solid from Point of the Mountain through Draper and Sandy Murray all the way to downtown. The 215 East and West Belt also looking good for northbounders, but very slow northbound 5600 West, West Valley City from 3500 South up to I-80. Jason?
It's a KSL travel time of 9 minutes from Provo to Lehigh, northbound I-15. That means you're going to be running at regular speeds through that entire stretch right there. No accidents or delays. Looking good on the side streets as well this morning. Alicia?
No accidents or delays in Davis County this morning either. Looks good for you. Farmington, Centerville, Bountiful, all the way through the north interchange. Summer's here and it's hot outside. Get out of the heat and stop by Ogden's Flooring and Design for the sizzling summer clearance. You'll find the lowest prices of the year, ogdensflooring.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's look at that forecast, find out how hot it gets today, Grant.
But we had very hot temperatures over the weekend. We'll settle into the lower 90 range today. This afternoon, that's kind of a seasonal temperature for today. Partly cloudy up to 93. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, only 90 the high. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 7:30. It is 72 degrees.
Delay free on the freeways. I'm Eric Butler.
KSL's top story this hour.
The Utah response.
Patients around the country say it's taking a week or even longer to receive their COVID-19 test results. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, these are the individuals that are being tested at urgent care centers, health centers, pharmacies, drive-thrus, and walk-up sites. Now, back in the spring, they say it was only taking about 3 or 4 days to receive the results, which has many asking, why the big holdup all of a sudden? Well, according to Quest Diagnostics, it's simply all about the numbers. When asked about the delays, a company spokesperson said it's volume and capacity. We can run about 115,000 tests a day. It's not lab-specific. It's a national issue, and we're just trying to keep up. Now, it should be noted that, according to the Deseret News, the individuals that are in hospitals are still receiving their test results within a day. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
It was a record weekend in Florida. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. Hot weather states continue heating up with new coronavirus cases. Florida set the single-day record for the pandemic with over 15,000 new infections yesterday. This ICU doctor tells ABC Miami.
These increased numbers are being seen in the hospital, and it is stressing the hospital.
Meanwhile, New York reported no COVID deaths Saturday. That was the first time in 4 months. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Firefighters at Naval Base San Diego are battling a fire aboard the amphibious assault ship Bonhomme Richard after an explosion yesterday morning. This woman came to see it.
You can smell the metal and the paint and all that burning.
21 sailors and civilians injured in the explosion and fire, but none critically. The first execution of a federal prisoner in 17 years set to happen today. Daniel Lewis Lee of Oklahoma to die by lethal injection in Indiana this afternoon for the killing of a gun dealer, his wife, and 8-year-old daughter 24 years ago. And the Washington Redskins NFL football team reportedly going to retire the Redskins name today. Former linebacker Ken Harvey tells ESPN fans will accept the change.
People will get used to the name if the team produces and do what they're supposed to.
Owner Dan Snyder reportedly has filed trademark applications recently for the Washington Red Tails, Monuments, Veterans, Renegades, and Americans. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Some developing news this morning. After a traffic stop led to police finding an 18-year-old with a gunshot wound in West Valley. We get the latest from KSL TV's Felicia Martinez.
Well, Salt Lake City Police has taken over this investigation because even though the teenager was found or was shot in Salt Lake City, he was actually found here in West Valley. They're still out here investigating. But again, police out here in West Valley are saying, you know, this all started for them around 3:20 this morning when they received a phone call for shots fired at 3200 South and Decker Lake Boulevard. Now, a police officer responded and saw a vehicle speeding in the area of 3100 South and Redwood, followed it here off 35th South, and where it pulled into the Big O parking lot and stopped. Officers then found that teenage boy who was shot several times inside of the car. Now, he is in serious condition, and he was taken to a nearby hospital.
Individuals in that vehicle said that they were shot while they were in Glendale, and at about that time, we got calls come in of a scene here where a gun was recovered in the road, as well as some blood. So we believe that those two are going to be tied, that this is going to be where the victim was shot.
They say the victim is not cooperating with police at this time, but that there is no threat to that area. Meanwhile, in West Valley City, the three that were detained here, they have been transported to Salt Lake City Police Department for questioning.
We will continue to monitor this story and bring you updates as we get them. KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Temperatures are cooling down, but not for very long.
We had some very, very hot temperatures over the weekend. We're still looking at excessive heat for many of our southern areas today of the state, including the southeast. Utah's Dixie once again with temperatures back into that 105 to 110 range into the afternoon. So very, very hot.
It sounds like we have the perfect weekend for outdoor plans ahead. Unified Police are looking for the person responsible for stealing Black Lives Matter signs from front yards in Mill Creek. Police posted a video of a potential suspect stealing signs in the area of 3600 South and 3100 East. Police would like you to contact the UPD Mill Creek precinct if you have any information. Two former athletic directors at BYU and the U of U are talking about their hopes and fears for college football this fall. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the Deseret News spoke with Val Hale and Chris Hill, who both say college football is so important for students, alumni, the community, and the fans. It's also a critical area of income for the athletic departments, and it brings in support for the entire university. But they couldn't say what this fall will look like. They have no advice for the current ADs because things are changing so much. They say it's all about timing and rhythm and risk versus reward. They do believe there should be some games in some form. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
And coming up on KSL, the extended tax deadline is almost here. And Triple Team traffic.
A little bit of southbound brake tapping I-15 in Kaysville. Other than that, looks good on I-15 throughout the Wasatch Front. 5600 West, still a problem for northbounders approaching the 201. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 735.
Pack your bags, grab your hiking boots, and set out to Ruby's Inn with your family. It's time to redefine family time in the rich, rust-colored hoodoos of southern Utah. Embark on a summer adventure to Ruby's Inn, outside of Bryce Canyon National Park, 3 hours away from Provo. Ruby's Inn is the perfect resort for close access to the breathtaking views of Red Rock Canyons and scenic vistas. Your family doesn't have to venture far from Ruby's for a taste of the great outdoors. Hike or bike under the perfumed shade of the sweeping Ponderosa Pines. Climb rugged terrain on an ATV. Retrace the steps of infamous outlaws of the Old West on horseback. Immerse yourself in the wonders of southern Utah with a stay at Ruby's Inn. Bring your family closer together by getting outside for some quality time. Visit rubysinn.com to book your getaway today. That's rubysinn.com.
Discover Ruby's Inn at rubysinn.com. That's rubysinn.com.
School year could be decided over the next 2 weeks. Get updates on your schools 3 and 4 times a day from KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Watching Utah's money just after the opening bell on Wall Street, your money at this moment. The Dow is up 202. That's 0.75%. We're at 26,277. The S&P is up 24. That is 0.75%. The NASDAQ up 135. That is 1.25%. More coming up at 7:55 on Utah's Morning News. A New York man visiting Utah to care for his mother is making sure healthcare workers know they are appreciated. Mike Matthews says he missed the New York tradition created during the pandemic of taking time each evening to cheer on healthcare workers. So he started making noise in American Fork.
All of a sudden, the city comes alive with noise cheering for healthcare workers.
A group he helped form will continue to cheer for the next 2 weeks in front of the American Fork Hospital at 6 p.m., and everyone is invited. Taxes are due on Wednesday, but what if you haven't filed yet? KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has you covered.
The deadline to file your income taxes is July 15th, even if you're collecting unemployment. Personal finance expert Farnoosh Torabi tells ABC News a lot of people already have withholdings, but some don't.
If you don't at least do the automatic withholding or you don't pay quarterly, estimated quarterly, and you wait until next year, you will not only owe the full tax bill, but also penalties and interest.
So it's a good idea for those folks to fill out Form W-4V with their taxes. But what if you need an extension? There's a catch.
An extension to file is not an extension to pay.
That's right. IRS spokeswoman Alejandra Castro says you still have to pay your taxes on July 15th, meaning you'll have to guess how much you owe and pay that. before you submit your paperwork. Many companies and other filers also owe 2 quarters worth of taxes on Wednesday. But Castro says if there's a problem, reach out.
The IRS will work with taxpayers who are going through a difficult financial situation, but the message is contact us. Let us know what your story is. Let us know how we can help you.
Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
7:39, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards, and we go back over to you, Eric.
Thanks, Samantha. Right now, we still have that slowing over in West Valley City, 5600 West. This is for northbounders approaching the 201 Highway, and further up the line as you try to move past the railroad tracks. It's often a problem weekday mornings. But once you get to, well, of course, when you get to I-80, you're not going to have any problems getting onto the freeway, at least on the westbound direction. If you're out in Tooele County, we're seeing a little bit of slowing at the Mills Junction intersection. That's for northbounders in Stansbury Park, but it's not too bad right now as you try to work your way up to I-80. And I-15 continues to look good from Draper to Murray on the northbound side. Jason?
A very smooth drive now down in Utah County. No problems northbound I-15. You're running 70-plus miles an hour all the way up to the point of the mountain. SR-92, good in both directions. No problems Redwood Road if you're coming out of Saratoga Springs. 2100 North is good, as is Pioneer Crossing. And Provo Canyon, excellent up into the mountains this morning. Alicia?
Well, I'm seeing a little bit of slowing southbound I-15. This is about 2nd North in Kaysville as you're heading down towards Farmington. Find just a little time to get through that spot, but once you do, looks good for you. Farmington, Centerville, Bountiful, all the way down through the North Interchange. At the University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utahns take care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uviewhealth.org. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And Grant is here with the KSL Allergy Report, brought to you by Superior Water and Air. We got this.
Not quite as hot today, with temperatures climbing into the low 90 range for this afternoon. Pollen numbers, it looks like the mold again is on the higher side of things. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now our temperature downtown is 72 degrees. Coming up in a moment, we'll have a chance to speak with Karen Travers from the White House. Over the weekend, President Trump seen in a mask for the first time. He was visiting a Walter Reed Hospital, I believe. We'll talk about that and the rest of what's happening in Washington with Karen Travers. That's just ahead on Utah's Morning News. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's all-day companion for news.
If you need to lose weight, you're going to love this. For the entire month of July, Skinny Utah is offering this incredible deal. 2 programs for the price of one. Feel better, get healthy, and lose 20 pounds in the first 40 days with Skinny Utah. Everything is 100% natural. No drugs or hormones, and no prepackaged meals to buy. Skinny Utah is following all PPE practices by wearing masks and disinfecting after every visit. You can choose either an in-person consultation or video call. The quarantine has not only taken everyone out of their routines, it's probably added a few pounds. Lose that quarantine cushion and get back on a healthy track. Visit SkinnyUtah.com and learn how you can receive 2 programs for the price of one for July only. Look your best. Feel your best. Visit SkinnyUtah.com. You have nothing to lose but the weight. That's SkinnyUtah.com. So come on. What are you waiting for? SkinnyUtah.com.
At Security Service Federal Credit Union, we believe there's nothing better than the feeling of home. After all, home is where we're together.
Hey, come on in.
Where we laugh. Where we celebrate.
Happy birthday!
Home is where we always feel just right. Security Service works hard to get you the lowest rate and a monthly payment that's comfortable for you. Because we believe a home loan should feel just right, just like home. Save up to $5,000 on closing costs or lower your payments with a power rate. Get started with a free virtual appointment at ssfcu.org. Security Service, for a home loan that feels like home.
Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. Offer to save up to $5,000 does not cover certain costs. Not valid on FHA, VA loans. Other restrictions apply. Visit ssfcu.org for details.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. I know we're going through a lot right now. Many states are quarantining people to their homes so that they have to work remotely. One of the things that's really important is to have a computer that's functioning correctly. One with a good webcam, one that's fast so you can be productive, one that has a good quality screen, because you're going to be on this all day remotely. Computer supply has been strained because manufacturing has almost stopped. At PC Laptops, we've secured a limited quantity of laptop and desktop computers that are backed with a lifetime service guarantee. They're available for you right now in limited quantity. The great thing about PC Laptops is this. Once you buy your new computer, if you have any problems or questions, we're here to take care of you. Also, to make it really easy right now, we've arranged with some banks to offer 12-month special financing. Get into PC Laptops right now, because at PC Laptops, we're here for you and we're in this together. PCLaptops.com.
Another Utah school district set to release its pandemic plan. We'll have the latest. Now that the governor's mandated masks in schools, how will you get your kid to keep it on? Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Appreciate your reaching out to us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. Whenever it's safe for you to do so, you're welcome to say good morning, share with us any information you want to, or just to chime in on any conversation. That number is 57500. KSL News Time is 7:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, as coronavirus tests increase, so does the wait time for people to get results. Some areas around the country say the test results could take a week or more. Second, taxes are due on Wednesday. That even includes people collecting unemployment. Third, let's get a look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Got a new crash report in southbound I-15 approaching to 2100 South and I-80. Not seeing any delays through there. In fact, delays are pretty minimal across the Wasatch Front on the freeways. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the sun and clouds today, not as hot, 93. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 72 degrees. Time for KSL's top national stories.
As the United States continues dealing with the worst coronavirus outbreak in the world, state by state, the numbers are growing. Florida reporting more than 15,000 cases in a single day. ABC's Victor Oquendo's in Coral Gables.
The start of the school year is just 6 weeks away here in Miami-Dade County. The superintendent has said it's possible for kids to return to in-person learning if the proper restrictions are followed.
Texas calling in the military for help. The Washington NFL franchise dropping its longstanding name. Many had said it was offensive to Native Americans, even though team owner Dan Snyder vowed he'd never change it. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. President Trump was seen wearing a face mask in public for the first time this weekend, but he continues to send mixed messages about the necessity of using them. Joining us live from Washington is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. What was the context there, Karen?
The president was traveling to Walter Reed on Saturday, a military hospital outside of Washington. And before he left, he told reporters at the White House that, you know, he thought there are appropriate settings to wear a mask. He once again insisted he has no problem with wearing it and said there's a time and place for it. So for the president, that time and place was Walter Reed on Saturday. First time we've seen him publicly wearing a mask. But critics say that that even in itself is a mixed message. He wears it at the hospital, but hasn't done it, even though the CDC guidelines were issued 3 months ago, encouraging Americans to wear it. And we're certainly seeing across the country right now, as the cases increase and these hot spots continue in several states, state and local officials say the time and place to wear a mask is all the time and everywhere. But the president is signaling you can almost pick and choose when you do it, at least if you're the president.
Have we heard anything more, Karen, from the president about the GOP convention upcoming?
You know, last week he did an interview and he was asked about the possibility of doing that big acceptance speech in an arena in Jacksonville, Florida, as planned. And for the first time, I think we started to see the president signal that, you know, maybe this isn't going to happen. He says we can be flexible. They've got plenty of flexibility. He'd like to do it as planned, but maybe they would have to change those plans somewhat. I think it's now, a month and a half away. It's going to be really surprising if they do it the way the president wants it to be done, which is a packed house full of supporters, no social distancing. He clearly doesn't like people wearing masks, as he said about his rallies before. That's going to be really hard to pull off in Florida, given the state of the virus there right now. Certainly indications that they could put it outside. They could maybe look at a baseball stadium or something like that. But again, we're talking about Florida in August. Anybody that's gone to Disney World or any vacation there in August knows it is oppressively hot and miserable. And a lot of the delegates that will be coming in for the Republican convention are older. So it's not exactly an ideal setup to do and just shift that outside.
The president Secretary DeVos was on the Sunday morning talk show, so he's focused a lot on kids going back to school, I would imagine.
Yeah, this has been a very big topic in Washington over the last couple of days. Now, at the one hand, the administration is saying state and local officials have to be making decisions based on what's best for their community. On the other hand, there is significant pressure coming from the president and the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, for states to fully get kids back to school, saying this is the best thing for them and it's the best thing for the economy. I think one of the criticisms right now is that this is, again, like so many other issues, has turned political, where the president is claiming that Democrats don't want to open schools because that it would help them politically and hurt him. I'm literally driving right now to do an interview with a teacher in suburban Virginia who's concerned about going back. She's got two students in school herself, two kids, and she's been a teacher for decades. So this is something that it's not just politics. It's not just open or closed. There are a lot of concerns about how you do this among parents and how you do this when it comes to the safety of teachers, too.
For sure, in Utah as well, Karen. We'll look forward to your report. Thank you, Washington reporter, ABC News correspondent Karen Travers with us on The In-Depth at 15 and 45. 7:49, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Eric?
The west side of the valley continues to be a problem this morning. 5600 West, for instance, on the northbound side, very slow from 3500 South up past the 201 Highway to I-80. Part of that may be because of a slow train going by. But now we got a crash southbound Bangor Highway. As you approach California Avenue, two or three cars involved here, and this is over on the right shoulder. Not seeing any huge delays going through there, but you're going to have to slow down a little bit. No delays, though, for an I-15 crash, apparently, approaching 2100 South. This is on the southbound side, and I-80. You're going to cruise right through the Spaghetti Bowl this morning, despite that. And I-15 northbound continues to look good from Draper through Murray all the way to downtown. Jason.
Smooth sailing on I-15 down in Utah County. That means regular speeds right now all the way from Payson up to the point of the mountain. Looking good still in both directions on SR-92. Redwood Road, no problems there. Pioneer Crossing is accident-free and no trouble on the other highways and side streets. Alicia?
Well, it still sounds, or it still looks like, sorry, sounds, looks like southbound I-15 in Kaysville is slow right past 2nd North. Don't see any crashes there, just lots of folks heading down into the valley. So from Layton through Kaysville, 2nd North, plan a little time there. But after that I-15, Davis County looks good for you through Farmington, Centerville, Bountiful. You're at freeway speeds into downtown. If you're only monitoring your credit to help protect your identity, you could miss certain threats. Save on LifeLock identity theft protection during their summer sale with code RISK at LifeLock.com. Sale ends July 20th. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And how are you doing this morning, Grant Wayman?
Hey, Amanda. Good morning to you. Doing pretty good. You know, it was the toasty weekend, right? The good news is today, not quite as hot by 4 or 5 degrees. Sunny skies. We're up to 93. So maybe not that extra hot weather for today. The mornings, the next couple, will be noticeably cooler, so that's good. And tomorrow afternoon, only 90, so not too bad. Lots of sunshine. 93 Wednesday, again, we'll see sunny. Back up to 97, so it heats up the end of the week. That'll be Thursday. Friday, 99, sunshine. And basically more of the same this weekend, too. 99 Saturday and 97 Sunday with plenty of sun both days.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds fantastic, especially if you like heat.
Yeah. Next few days, not too bad.
Thank you, Grant. Right now, let's check our current temperature downtown. It is 72 degrees. This weekend, to take my family back to Hale Center Theater. I have not been to Hale Center Theater in months. I missed it so much. And everyone had a mask on. So we all had, the entire audience had a mask on. Of course, the performers didn't. But it was just food for my soul. My soul and my daughter's soul, and we sat in the theater and we just loved every minute of it. When Mary Poppins comes, because it's Mary Poppins in the theater in the round, when she comes out of the ceiling, flying in with her umbrella, it just was, I mean, it's just amazing. Her, and as, you know, she snaps her fingers and things just happen because she's Mary Poppins, of course. And when she sings the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, but I asked my daughter afterwards, you know, what was your favorite. And it was Chim Chim Cheree. Her favorite was Chim Chim Cheree. I thought for sure it was going to be, you know, supercalifragilistic or a spoonful of sugar, but it wasn't. It was Chim Chim Cheree, you know, when the chimney sweeps dance. There's so much to love in Mary Poppins. And it's the spirit we need right now, isn't it? Don't we just need some Mary Poppins spirit? Because Step in Time is really just the way that we feel right now. And I Love to Laugh is the way that we just need to feel right now. And to feel a little normal back in the wonderful theater. Everyone has a mask to a person. Everyone had a mask on in the theater. So you can feel comfortable there and enjoy the show. Here's how you get to tickets at Hale Center Theater. It's 984-9000, or you can go online to hct.org and enjoy, as you never have before, Mary Poppins at Hale Center Theater.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track. So stop by or call your local Farm Bureau agent today. Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
America's favorite car show is making its Salt Lake City debut. The Good Guys are cruising into town and bringing 3 jam-packed days of hot rod and fun with the first Race Deck Salt Lake Nationals July 17th through the 19th at the Utah State Fair Park. Bring the family and all your friends and check out thousands of the West's coolest hot rods, muscle cars, and decked-out trucks through 1987. Plus, don't miss the Great Salt Autocross Shootout Racing Competition. For the health and safety of all attendees, tickets are limited and are available online only at good-guys.com.
I got a hit to the car show.
Lagoon's biggest summer discount is only at Deseret Book. Find meaningful gifts for your friends and family and earn Lagoon discount passes at the same time. Visit DeseretBook.com/Lagoon for details.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. It is National French Fry Day. You can get Burger King fries for $1 on their app or pay 30 cents at KFC for their new secret recipe fries with the purchase of another item, or get a medium-sized fry at McDonald's for free. No other purchase necessary. Several large corporations, including General Motors, Starbucks, and Apple, signed a letter asking the president to keep DACA in place. They say the economic recovery will be hurt if it's rescinded. The program protects 800,000 young immigrants from deportation. Let's get a look at your money at this moment and see what the markets are doing. Here we go. The Dow is up 243. That's 0.9%. We're at 26,318. The S&P is up 25.6. That's 0.8%. And the NASDAQ is up 146. That is 1.4%. Right now, it's time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
A couple of years ago, we took a vacation and got ice cream in Newport Beach. $9.43 for the ice cream. And the teenager behind the counter took my $10 bill and just stood there. I'm waiting for my 57 cents change. And I mumbled, change? She went, Apparently, that's a California thing in a wealthy town. You're not supposed to need the change. Can you imagine? Well, you might have to. The coronavirus has spawned a nationwide coin shortage.
What's happened is that with the partial closure of the economy, the flow of coins through the economy has gotten all, it's kind of stopped.
That's the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. What he means is the mint stopped making coins for the banks that had shut their lobbies, so there were no quarters for the retailers who closed their stores and their cash registers. And the entire system seized up. Now, retailers are scrambling for coins. Unless you go to a laundromat, you've probably barely noticed. But don't be surprised if you slap a dollar on the counter and don't get any change back. I'm here to tell you, it'll feel just like a California beach vacation.
If everybody had an ocean.
Have you ever heard the expression, cash is king? Well, it's been dethroned. Kids?
My name is Michael. I got a Venmo. I got
Jeff Kaplan's
Venmo.
Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio. It's not a requirement.
We have the constitutional authority to mandate this. At this time, I choose not to make it a mandate.
The governor requires face masks for schools, but not everywhere else.
I'm going to challenge all of us to get our average case rate below 500 by August the 1st.
It is a statewide requirement. Next, we are updating the public health crisis every 30 minutes starting each morning at 5 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
KSL News Time is 7:59. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And back to you, Eric.
Right now, we've got a southbound crash on Bangor Highway. This is approaching California Avenue. And several cars over on the right shoulder. And you do have some slowing going by there. It's a little bit slow on the northbound side, too, approaching the 201 Highway, as well as 5600 West for northbounders going between 3500 South past the 201 up to I-80. That's been slow all morning. I-15 continues to look good, though, in Salt Lake County. Jason.
Well, we had an earlier problem in Spanish Fork, northbound I-15, but that's clear and everything else is moving smoothly. No problems at all. If you're headed up to the point of the mountain, you'll be running at 70-plus miles an hour the entire way. SR-92 is smooth. Just a little bit of delay now if you're on 2100 North. That's kind of in both directions, but that's just typical busyness for this time of the morning. Pioneer Crossing still looking excellent. Alicia?
Well, those of you heading southbound I-15, you're going to see brake tapping starting in Davis County from Layton Parkway down through 2nd North in Kaysville. That's going to stay with you almost to the Oak Ridge Country Club area. But after that, you're at freeway speeds again. No problem or delay from there. Bountiful through the North Interchange. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, it's going to get up to 93 degrees today, and then we're cooling off to 90. Yeah, it's really cool. Right now, 72 downtown.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news,